Absolutely beautiful, friends. My hope is that as we come into this sermon here, that you have enjoyed this service, because I'm not going to be as good as all of that, okay? I've got a basic Christmas sermon here for you. It's all about what is running through the heart of this story. And it goes back all the way to my own childhood. It's hard to imagine now, but when I was a teenager and younger, I was short and tiny. Even me, right? And because of that, I didn't get picked for a lot of things. So I grew up in rural Indiana, okay? And so to mean anything in rural Indiana, you have to at least be decent at playing basketball. Okay, I mean, it's a requirement, okay? And I was never more than slightly mediocre at it, right? And that was at my best. I peaked at slightly mediocre, okay? And so I grew up getting used to being left out or being picked last for whatever team, whether it was in gym class, whether it was at recess, whatever is the thing, right? And for those of you who know me now, I mean, I'm just not that coordinated at anything, right? I don't play musical instruments. You could put me on a football field now and I might do all right. But like then, once again, I was that short and this little, I mean, just mowed right over. Baseball, I mean, it was like, okay, where's the ball at? I'm like, it was not computing for me, right? And yet, because I'm from rural Indiana, I tried really hard. You're not allowed not to try when you're from rural Indiana, by the way. That's never an option. You just have to get out there and make a good showing of it. And I did, and I peaked at slightly mediocre. It was wonderful, right? That idea of not being picked, of being left out, of being picked last, is at the heart of the scriptures that we have read this evening that surround this Christmas story. Did you hear the words of that first scripture from Isaiah? The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. The people who've walked in darkness, friends, that's people who are left out, right? That's not the people who won. That's not the people who are on top. That's not the people who get picked first. That's not the team captains. That's the people who are like, I have no idea what I'm doing, right? I have no vision. I can't see. I have no knowledge. I have no talent. I have no, and you fill in the blank with it. They are left out. Kind of like these two candles up here on the table. Anyone notice these two candles being out this evening? This idea that somehow you and I need to have our lives lit up. That you and I, in the midst of whatever background we come from, wherever we find ourselves in life, we've all had those moments where we were left out, where we were picked last, where it just couldn't come together for us. We were people in the dark, hoping for light, hoping for knowledge, hoping for talent, hoping for beauty, hoping to be included, hoping that someone would pick me, please pick me. Mary, at the heart of this story, is a girl who has been left out. Her family has been left out. In fact, her entire village has been left out. See, Mary's from around Nazareth up in northern Israel. These people were left out. No one cared about them. No one picked them. They weren't the people that you went to when you had a problem. In fact, a lot of people thought they were the problem. And so when the angel shows up to Mary, it's not just a teenage girl. I mean, that's a lot in and of itself right there, right? But it's layers upon layers of identity. Of why would an angel show up to me? Why would an angel pick me? Why would an angel pick anyone from my family, from my village, from this whole area? That's not going to work out. And the next part of the story is shepherds. And we have really wonderful Christmas pageants that we've all seen and Christmas stories and shepherds, right? We make a lot of shepherds, right? You know why there's a lot of shepherds and a lot of sheep and a lot of angels in those cantatas? Because not everyone can be Mary and Joseph and the wise men, right? Yeah, exactly. Some people are picked last, friends. And when you're picked last, guess what roles you get? Yeah, totally. I've played a shepherd many times over the years growing up in church. And friends, listen to this. Bah. I mean, I do a really mean sheep. I mean, I'm good at it because I had a lot of practice doing it, friends. At the core of this story is shepherds, though. And they're shepherds because they were picked last. See, the scripture text says not just there were shepherds out in the field, it says there were shepherds living out in the field. No one wants to live out in the field with sheep. This is not the job of someone who gets picked first or second or third or fourth. This is the job of someone who didn't get picked. And the angels show up to them. The angel shows up to Mary. The angel and God's light shows to those who are in the dark. And so if you have come in here this evening feeling alone, feeling anxious, feeling afraid, feeling whatever those negative feelings that, I mean, just seem to be permeating our world right now, then you've come to the right place. You've come to the right story. You have come to the right home. Because in this story is the secret that changes it all. And it's not because somehow you go from bah to becoming Joseph, right? It's not because someone said, you know what, you're better than slightly mediocre. It's because this story changes everything. It changes the way that people are picked. Because it's no longer about pick me, pick me, pick me. Instead, it's about sharing in a very different way. It's this word, invitation. See, built into the whole story are these invitations. God is inviting who? All people. The angels fill up the sky for shepherds and say, glory to God in the highest of heavens and on earth, peace for all, for everybody. There's this invite that happens. You and I get to be a part of the greatest story ever told because it's not about the first, it's not about the best, it's not about the greatest, it's not about the smartest. It's about you and I, no matter who we are or where we're at in life, being able to extend the invite, extend the welcome, to be able to walk up to someone and say, hi, my name's Justin. What's your name, right? And you reach out. Oh, I missed you right there. Yeah, you don't want to do that during the sermon right there. It's about seeing people. It's about coming alongside. It's about saying, I'm not here to find the best team. I'm here to come alongside and see you. See, when we pass the candlelight, friends, we're going to pass it to whoever's around us, aren't we? We're going to open up that invitation, open up that space of welcome. We're going to invite people home. Because that's what's at the heart of this story. You and I welcoming, inviting, extending, holding on, grabbing a hold and pulling people in and saying, let's be in this together. I've struggled this entire Christmas season to get into the Christmas spirit, into the Christmas mood. I was telling the congregation here a few weeks back, like, I'd already been to like 4 or 5 major like Christmas events outside of the church at that point, and seeing lights and driving in the new light exhibit up there at Red Rocks and going back over here to Hudson Gardens and doing all the things. I'm really trying to get into this Christmas spirit. When I realized that we've been telling our children for years how to find the Christmas spirit. We have this phrase, it's better to blank than receive. What's the blank? Give. If I want to get into this story, it's not about being picked. It's instead about being invitational. It's about us going, you know what? I'm going to light the candle. I'm going to share it with somebody else. I'm going to be the silent night for somebody. I'm going to be the joy to the world. And I don't have to wait for someone else to do it for me. And in fact, I'm only going to find it when I extend it to someone who hasn't been picked. When I go, hey, why don't you join into this with me, you person who's always picked last? It's only going to show up when you find the person who has peaked at slightly mediocre and go, come on, come beside. Let's be in this Christmas place together. You and I have that opportunity this evening. We get to spread this Christmas message all around as Jesus Christ is that light in the midst of the darkness. Even if you have not been feeling the Christmas spirit this season, I promise you, as you share it with others, you will more than experience it. You will be in the story itself.